It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. If you were to Google the name of my next guest, Chris Bliss, the first thing to pop up is a video of him juggling. It looks like quite a challenge, but it may not be as daunting as his efforts to bring the first Bill of Rights monument to Arizona. But since he's also a stand-up comedian, Chris Bliss is probably used to tough crowds and some heckling. He's also executive director of mybillofrights.org. Chris gets settled in the chair. Chris, good morning. Thanks for being here with us.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Okay, first question has to be, how did you get started on this effort?
Well, I had actually moved to Arizona out of Los Angeles and was looking for a common ground project. And I'd been actually doing comedy material about the culture wars, and I had this joke about how instead of arguing over taking the Ten Commandments down, what we need to do is just put the Bill of Rights up next to it so people can comparison shop. And that was the joke, and the idea was, you know, because the Bill of Rights gives us such an amazing deal. It tells you, speak freely, carry a gun, pursue happiness, and then it actually presumes that you are innocent, which my religion won't do. So that's how it started, and then one night in a fit of idleness, I Googled Bill of Rights monuments. And there weren't any. And I thought, how can this be? It's one of the most important and influential documents, not just in our history, but in human history. It's a common ground document. You know, the left likes half of it and the right likes the other half. That's the way this country works. And it is the basic statement of the principles of the founding principles of a free society. It's barely taught in the schools anymore. I grew up in Washington, D.C., a city of monuments. I know they really have an iconic power on children's imaginations. And so I started this with the idea of putting these at state capitals. And Arizona was the first state to come forward with an authorizing resolution. Kyrsten Sinema and Karen Johnson. When have you heard those two names on anything before? That's been our bipartisan, nonpartisan template since then. And took a while to find an appropriate location. They gave us probably the best site that I can imagine in Boland Plaza. It's on the hillside on the pathway that leads to the Vietnam Memorial. The design is for 10 limestone monoliths that will be carved and sculpted out of single saw-cut blocks of limestone. They'll last for well over 100 years, each with the text of one amendment. And we figure it's going to be there more than 100 years. Well over a million Arizona school children will get to experience their rights in stone. Millions of more visitors of all ages to the Capitol. We think it'll be a new landmark for the state and for the city of Phoenix, and also something that's long overdue in America, a monument of the Bill of Rights.
Some cynics are going to wonder whether the Arizona State Capitol is actually the best place for that, considering there's been some arguing back and forth over whether people at the legislature care about certain rights or not. Any concern about that?
Well, the cynics, or in internet terms, I had somebody complain today on my site that how can you have Lewis Black come for a benefit for the Bill of Rights when he says all these bad things about America? And it's like, you know, the idea of free speech you don't like is more free speech. This is not a cynical project. It's a common ground project. When you consider that Karen Johnson and Kyrsten Sinema could agree on it, when you look at our board, it has left, right, and center members on it. And this is just something for school kids so that they get to contemplate and be educated and inspired by these amazing founding principles. So, I've been plenty cynical in my life. I'm a comedian by trade, but this is the yin to the yang on that. This is a high ground project, and you can't worry about the cynics. You'll never get off the couch.
Is there a possibility this could end up in all 50 states, and how long would that take?
We would like to get some sort of displays of the Bill of Rights in all 50 states. I think by getting this accomplished here in Arizona, that'll be a big step in that direction, because it'll be a lightning rod. We're trying to get the funding completed in time to have this dedicated on Bill of Rights Day, which is December 15th. It'll be a national story when it happens, particularly that it's in the Arizona State Capitol. I can't think of a better, you know, most people aren't polarized. Politics is polarized, but the people in the United States aren't. And the fact that we're doing this in the capital of the state of Arizona makes the story that much more compelling as to the Bill of Rights itself was a product of consensus and compromise. And look at the results that have flowed from that. So I think we're ready for a positive common ground story like this. And as long as we can get the people of Arizona to know about it, like you're helping here, and to contribute and get us across the finish line on our fundraising, then we'll have a great dedication ceremony to finish off Arizona's centennial year with a monument that'll be there, again, for at least the next 100 years. I think it'd be a great story for the state.
Well, Chris, how close are you to the finish line? I mean, is it within striking distance?
I would say we're about halfway there. That's the other thing. This is a $400,000 project. Mm. that's, in monument terms, you can't get anything done for that money. The statue of Goldwater that the state is paying for, which is going to the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, is $500,000. I'm not making a complaint about that, but we've delivered this project on a platter to the state of Arizona. We've got significant funding from Newman's own foundation. We've got a compelling design. Everything is signed, sealed, and delivered. All we need is for people to step forward, and we're giving them a great opportunity at the Phoenix Comedy Festival at Symphony Hall on May 13th,
yeah,
which is an amazing lineup. All these guys coming in pro bono: Louis Black, Bill Engvall, Bobcat Goldthwait, Dick Gregory, Father Guido Sarducci, Tom Smothers, Stephen Wright, and Kathleen Madigan, plus Paul Barrer and Fred Tackett from Little Feet. It's going to be one of the best concerts this town has ever seen. Symphony Hall, not a bad seat in the house. We've got VIP ticket packages on our website, mybillofrights.org/concert, and also regular tickets at Ticketmaster, and hopefully between the VIP seats and getting the one thing we've been a little unfortunate, we had our final approval November 10th. So on the timeline clock, that's a little rough for getting into the corporate giving rhythms. So, but we're hoping to find those, you know, 3, 4, 5 prominent members of the community leaders to step forward and lead, and then we'll get across the finish line possibly by the end of the concert with some good fortune and some community leadership.
Chris, only 20 seconds or so left, but some of the names that popped out to me were Tom Smothers and Dick Gregory, who are known as issues comedians, and I think that really fits with the message of the Bill of Rights, doesn't it? These are not observational comics.
No, they're not, and I have no idea what either one is going to do, but they're very committed people who have to some extent paid a price for their commitments. Tommy certainly did. And then we also have, of course, Bill Engvall, who said, "Chris, I don't do politics." I said, "Bill, we got that angle covered, man. We're just glad you're here for the, because he does believe, I mean, it's a very patriotic thing." So,
Chris Bliss of mybillofrights.org. Chris, thank you.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's a pleasure.
That is today's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. Thanks so much for listening. You can find the program on the web later today.